Words appear. Hallmark Media presents Title, A Season for Family, a Mistletoe Road and Front Street Pictures production. Hotel staff.
You ordered more poinsettias for Mrs. Dobbins in Suite 415, right?
Mm-hmm, on their way.
Not to be confused with Mrs. Dobkins in Suite 427, who's...
is allergic. Yep, those have been removed and handled. Now, don't you have a plane to catch?
I do, but first I should probably check
on... Maddie, there is really nothing you need to worry about, okay? You've trained us so well, and besides, did you know that this is the first vacation you've had since I've known you?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this job doesn't allow for much personal time.
Right. Well, wait till they name you assistant GM.
I appreciate your confidence, but how about I get the job first?
Come on, stop being so humble. You're a shoo-in. I mean, the way you accommodated the senator's anniversary party on 2 days' notice, masterful. I don't know how you do it.
It's like Tetris. You just shuffle the pieces a little bit. I should go.
Go.
You can reach me anytime.
I know. And hey, Maddie, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Late 30s strawberry blonde Maddie exits a bustling lobby decorated for Christmas. Later, in a sun-filled apartment, she packs a suitcase.
Mittens or gloves? Both.
A brown-haired boy, about 10, working on a family tree, has labeled his own photo Wesley.
Mom?
Brother is labeled with a question mark.
Think I'll get everything on my Christmas list?
We'll just have to wait and see.
I hope so.
How's the project coming along?
Good. My teacher gave us until after the holidays to finish.
Well, we better get going. We don't want to miss the flight, right? Come help me pack.
Mountain scenery shows snow-capped peaks and ski hills. Maddie and Wesley get out of a car at an elegant two-story house decorated with garland.
Hi!
Hey, you made it!
Got it? Oh!
Grandma and Grandpa greet them with hugs.
Look so good.
Whoa, look at how much you've grown, huh?
Wow, I bet you'd like some hot chocolate.
That sounds perfect.
Oh, let's go get some.
Come on.
Well, you sure made a great time.
Yeah, the flight was great.
We missed you and Wesley.
In the living room.
So, what's on the agenda?
Decorating the tree. Making my famous chili, of course. Christmas market.
And the tree lighting ceremony.
Oh, we've been looking forward to this for so long.
Oh, and the hotel remodel. They've done an amazing job.
Can't wait to see it.
Ready to get my ski gear.
Someone is eager to go.
Look how cute you are. You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be back in a few hours.
All right, honey.
See ya.
In a village shop, a manager and assistant, both in their late 30s, are setting up a ski display.
Okay, so after we're done, I thought we could do a 30% markdown on all clothing.
Sounds good to me. What time are you leaving for the talent show?
I still have a little bit of time. Sure you're going to be able to hold down the fort on your own?
The shop is empty.
Yeah, no, I think I can manage.
You meeting Taylor there?
That's the plan. Wait, how did you know that Taylor's coming?
Just assumed, or maybe it mentioned it. Yeah. What about Cody? Bet he's nervous.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I'm more nervous than him, but I think that might be impossible. I'm actually really proud of him for participating. Hope this brings him out of his shell. Okay, see? Now this will be the first thing customers see when they enter.
Yep, we just need some customers to enter.
Have some faith, okay? We might not be the only game in town, but we are the best. And I sense a rush coming.
Maddie and Wesley enter.
See?
The opening door knocks over the ski display. Maddie smiles awkwardly.
Welcome.
I'm so sorry. Let me help you with that.
Don't worry about it.
The manager's blue eyes linger on her.
Yeah, we've got it.
They find the assistant watching them.
How can I help you?
My son Wesley needs some gear.
Okay, well, are you ski or snowboarder?
Whoa, wait, let me guess. Snowboarder.
No way. No, this kid's a purist. Skier?
Yep.
Ah, right. I knew it. All right, well, we just got some new Rosniels in.
Yeah, here on the floor.
Can I get them, Mom? Please?
We're only here till after Christmas. We just need rentals for a couple weeks.
Okay, no problem. Got you covered. Wesley, let's go this way.
The manager gestures apologetically at the mess of skis. Then he measures Wesley's feet.
So where are you from?
California.
Oh, what brings you here for the holidays?
My folks live here.
Oh, we've got some really great snow for you.
He grabs a ski boot from a shelf.
All right. Why don't you lift up your foot and step into these. Now, this model comes equipped with turbo jets, so you can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat. Although something tells me that he does not need help going fast.
Speaking of which, helmet.
Wesley picks a blue one.
That one.
Okay.
Excellent choice. Comes with built-in goggles like a fighter jet pilot.
Right now I can only go down the greens. But one day I want to be a professional skier.
A professional skier who always wears a helmet.
Well, baby steps. First you might have to convince your parents to move to Utah.
My parents is just my mom.
Oh, great.
He gives Maddie an embarrassed look.
It's not great, it...
She smiles and chuckles.
Why don't I just finish buckling you in here? Okay, stand. How does that feel?
Great.
Good. Okay, I'll get the other boot and I'll adjust the bindings and you'll be on your way.
She keeps her eyes on him as he collects the items. At the counter, she signs a document.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay, you are... good to go. Now, if you want to change the skis, just bring them on by and we'll swap them out.
Thank you so much. I didn't catch your name.
Paul.
Maddie.
She offers her hand and they shake.
I'm sorry about before. That was a disaster.
Don't worry about it. That happens all the time. Would you like some help to your car?
No, I think we're okay. We got it, right, Wes? Okay. Thanks.
Paul keeps his eyes on Maddie as she exits with Wesley, shuts the door, looks through the glass, and smiles. The assistant watches their interaction.
Happens all the time.
I don't want to make her feel bad. What's that look supposed to mean?
Nothing. I noticed a little bit of chemistry between you two. She's got that confident attitude that's exactly your type.
You say that every time I so much as look at a single woman. Nice try. I was just being friendly.
Well, she's going to be in town for a while, so you could be friendly again. She's cute.
So you call her.
You're going to be late.
Oh. Shoot, yeah, I gotta go.
Keys.
Paul heads for the door with a winter vest, then comes back for his keys. On an auditorium stage, a little girl performs violin for a family audience. Paul arrives late and takes a seat beside a blonde woman.
Sorry, I got caught up at the shop. Did I miss anything?
Not much, just the first performance. He's up next.
Okay.
A brown-haired boy, around 8 years old, timidly arrives on stage. Paul smiles and waves.
Don't embarrass him.
The boy's eyes search the audience. Paul gives 2 thumbs up. The boy shuts his eyes, takes a deep breath, and places his hands on an electric keyboard. Beams as the boy smiles and takes a bow. Afterwards,
you killed it.
I almost forgot the song.
No one noticed. Seriously. For a moment, felt like I was watching a very young Elton John.
Do you think he got nervous too?
Yeah, I'm sure that he did.
Cody frowns.
Hey, I'm proud of you, okay? Takes a lot of courage to go up there in front of all those people. And did you hear all that applause at the end?
Cody! You did so great up there. Hey, did you hear some of the kids are going over to Sarah's to make cookies? They asked if you wanted to join.
What do you think, buddy?
I want to go home.
Yeah, we can go home. Maybe we can finish someone's special present.
Well, we definitely need to celebrate your performance. How about some of my homemade fudge?
Nothing quite like Auntie Taylor's famous fudge.
At night, a 2-story red brick house is decorated with lights and wreaths. Paul finds Taylor in the kitchen.
Went out like light.
It's a big day. He's got a full day of skiing tomorrow.
Yeah. I just wish he had someone to ski with. It's not like the other kids don't like him. Susan was just better at bringing him out of his shell.
Just give him time.
I know. I just wish I could fix everything.
So, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, moments are tough. Birthdays, holidays, Christmas talent shows. Hey, thanks so much for cleaning up, but I've got it from here. I'm sure you have more exciting things to do tonight than clean your brother's kitchen.
Some friends were going to get together.
Well, there you go. Go. Live your life. All I have to do is just get Cody's lunch ready for tomorrow.
Let me guess. Peanut butter and banana.
As always.
Okay, I put what's left of the fudge in the Tupperware.
Thank you.
She retrieves her purse from a dining table.
So, are you ever going to get a Christmas tree?
Yes. Yes. Now that he is on break, it's at the top of my list.
Leave you to it.
She grabs her coat and leaves.
Hello?
He scowls.
Hi, how are you? No, I don't think that it's such a good time. I hope that she understands. Yeah, you too.
Disconnecting, he frowns at the phone, then stares off. In daytime, Maddie and Wesley are in a ski school clubhouse full of kids.
Skis, poles, gloves. Check, check, and check.
Here's your lunch.
Oh, and that's your ski instructor.
It's Taylor.
Have fun today, but be careful, please.
Think they'll let me go down a blue run today?
Remember what the guy at the ski shop said?
Baby steps.
Come here.
She puts the helmet on his head.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Have fun.
All right.
Don't go too fast.
He collects his gear.
You got it?
Yep.
In the ski shop, a bald man waits at the counter.
You know, I know it is around here somewhere.
Interesting filing system.
Susan handled all the accounting.
Can't believe it's coming up on 2 years. How's Cody?
Yeah, he's, you know, it's hard.
I can't imagine.
Ah, here it is.
He hands over a check.
This is...
I know. I'll have the restaurant in a few weeks.
I don't want to play the bad guy here.
Things have just been a little slow, and I had to invest in some new inventory to compete with the bigger shops.
This is 3 months in a row.
Things are going to pick up.
You can't rely on that.
Well, I am working on something else that could really turn things around.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, it would be a partnership with one of the hotels at the resort. And I've already had a meeting scheduled with the GM. But they keep pushing it.
Look, no one wants this to succeed more than me. But the lease is up at the end of the year. Maybe it's...
I'm not closing, Michael. No. No, we've had lean years before. I'll figure something out. I'm just asking for a few weeks.
Okay, then. You take care of yourself.
Yeah.
The sun shines down on a large resort building situated on a snow-covered landscape. People in colorful ski wear sit at patio tables or relax in lounge chairs. Paul rushes into the ski school clubhouse.
So sorry that I'm late. How did he do?
He'll be very happy.
What?
Cody made a friend.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're right over there playing together.
Cody and Wesley share a laugh.
Wait, that kind of looks a bit like...
Maddie walks in.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, you two know each other?
Sort of. I nearly destroyed his shop yesterday.
It was a very minor incident. This is my sister, Taylor.
Small town.
Yeah, so my son Cody was in ski school with Wesley today.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm not kidding. They hit it off right away.
You'll appreciate this. Guess what kind of sandwich Wesley had for lunch today?
Peanut butter and...
banana. It's all he eats. Same with Cody?
Every single day.
Crazy.
Dad, you should have seen me. I almost did a 360. It was an accident, but still.
Still? Hey, that's something.
And I did my first blue run.
You did? That's great. I'm so proud of you.
Cody helped me. He's really good.
Ooh.
Can Cody come over to hang? Please, Dad. It was so much fun.
I'm sure that they're busy.
We don't have any plans, right, Mom?
None that I can think of. We could have Cody over.
Sure it's not an inconvenience?
No, it'll be fun. Boys, grab your skis.
Yeah.
I'm off work. I can drive him. But you might have to pick him up later. I have plans.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Great. I'll have Taylor text you my address and number.
Oh, thank you so much for this. This makes me so happy.
That makes two of you. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Returning to the ski shop, Paul holds the door for a customer on her way out.
Thanks for coming in.
The assistant greets him.
Guess who called the shop today? Looking for you. Our old ski coach, Jim.
No way. How's he doing?
He's great.
Yeah, one of his students just broke a world skiing record. Now he's heading to Colorado. He's going to start a fancy new ski school.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let's hope some of his luck makes it our way.
I could say that again. Where's Cody?
Oh, he's having a hang. It's like a play date, but they don't call them play dates anymore.
Oh, who's he hanging with?
You'll never believe it. You remember that woman, Maddie, from yesterday?
The cute one who destroyed our ski shop.
Well, her son and Cody are in ski school together, and now they're hanging.
That's great news. Maybe he'll finally come out of his shell.
I hope so. Makes me so happy. Listen, sorry if I've been a little...
Grouchy? Cranky? Grumpy?
Okay.
No, you've been dealing with some things. How'd it go with the landlord? Want to talk about it?
You know what, it's not just that. It's... I got a call from the social service agent who helped Susan and me out with Cody's adoption. She's calling on behalf of this woman named Rose Peterson. Said she wanted to get in touch with me.
What for?
She didn't say, but I can imagine she wants to meet up with Cody. I just don't think it's a good idea to just heap all this extra emotional weight on him. Especially now, he's starting to turn a corner.
You're right. Well, whatever choice you make, I know it's going to be the right one.
Thanks.
Paul stocks a shelf with green ski hats. Later, he arrives at Maddie's parents' house in a black SUV. He crosses the snowy driveway and approaches the front door. Maddie answers in an apron.
Hi.
Hey. So how was the hang?
Great. They had an amazing time. Do you want to come in?
Sure.
They head to the kitchen.
I hope it wasn't too much trouble.
No, not at all. It was so nice for Wes to have someone to play with. And it meant I got some me time. Believe it or not, I even had time to read.
Yeah, I remember reading. The last time I read a book was 9 years ago.
Oh. What was it?
René Balchevel. He's this French...
sci-fi writer. Yeah, I know him. Ice People, Ashes, Ashes. I've read it all. That's so funny. I don't know anyone else who knows him.
Frosted snowman cookies are cooling on the counter.
Okay. Oh, these are good.
She pulls more from the oven.
Can I send you home with some?
I've never been one to turn down a cookie.
Take your pick.
He points to a headless one.
What's this one supposed to be?
That one is open to interpretation.
Okay. Well, in that case, I will take the one that looks like Frosty the Snowman spent a little too much time in the sun.
She points to a smiling marshmallow head.
I don't want to brag, but I decorated that one there.
Oh, very debonair.
Thank you.
So where are the boys?
They abandoned me for a video game.
He bites into his cookie.
They're very good despite appearances.
I thought I smelled something.
Hi, Dad. This is Paul. He's Cody.
I know Paul. The warming hut.
Mr. Peterson, how are you, sir?
You two know each other?
In fact, you were supposed to meet with our GM, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's two small worlds in one day.
Well, it sounds like the boys had a great time up the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, Rosie used to be quite the skier when she was younger.
Rosie?
It's my full name. Rose Madeline Peterson.
She hates it when I call her by her first name.
I really do.
Paul frowns.
Peterson, you're Rose Peterson.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
He regards the two boys with a wrinkled brow. Maddie's kitchen.
So, wait, you're not the birth mother?
No.
Okay, but still, I told the person at the social service agency that I didn't want to meet with you.
And I didn't know that you were you, or that Cody and Wesley were...
Okay. Can you just start at the beginning?
A few weeks ago, Wesley was assigned a big school project, a family tree. So we tracked down a second cousin on his birth mother's side, and through her, we learned that he had a sibling who'd been put up for adoption here in Utah. A brother. It was all he could talk about for weeks. So when I knew that we were here for the holidays, I thought maybe I could surprise him, and maybe I could make his Christmas wish come true. I figured it couldn't hurt to at least have the agent try to set up a meeting with the sibling's adoptive parent. But again, they didn't give me a name or any information, so I didn't know that you were you. When the agent phoned me back, he said you didn't want to meet.
What did he say to you when he called?
Yeah, not much. It was a quick phone call, just that there was a woman named Rose Peterson living in California who wanted to meet with Cody. I assumed that it was his birth mother, so I ended the call. I had no idea it was his brother. My head's swimming here. How long has Wes known that he's adopted?
About a year and a half. What about Cody?
Before she passed, his mother and I decided that we would wait until he was 10.
I'm so sorry.
This has to go down in history as one of the biggest coincidences of all time.
Or fate. I hope you believe me, Paul. I didn't know. I swear.
I believe you. I just don't know what to do. I promised Susan that I would wait. I have to think about all of this, okay?
Yeah.
At bedtime, Cody shows Paul his Christmas drawing of Dad, Cody, and Taylor.
This is awesome. Taylor is gonna love her Christmas present. Okay, I think it's time for bed. Got a big day tomorrow.
You should see Wesley's video game collection. I wanna get the new PlayStation. But we already mailed my list to Santa.
So we'll send him a new one. Say it wasn't the full list. I'm really glad you had such a great time today.
Best day ever.
And it is pretty cool that you got Wesley to go down his first blue run.
He was nervous, but I went down before him, so he felt safe. Maybe he thought he could run into me if he couldn't stop.
Maybe. You know, I remember you used to moan and groan when I would take you to ski school.
It's way more fun to do with a friend. Next time, I might show him how to go off a jump.
Next time?
Yeah, he signed up for a bunch of ski school classes.
Paul nods pensively.
That's great.
You said that's great, but it doesn't seem like you meant that's great.
No. I just thought maybe tomorrow we could pick out our Christmas tree. Does that sound like fun?
Do I get to pick it out?
Anyone you want. All right, it's time for bed. Go to sleep.
As Cody settles in his bed, Paul wanders over to a dresser and studies a photo of his younger self posed by a Christmas tree with a brunette woman and a brown-haired toddler. His eyes dart as he looks off. Now, Wesley's bedroom.
All right, there you go.
Thanks for letting Cody come over.
Seems like you guys had a really good time together.
He's pretty cool, especially for someone so young.
Oh, is that so, wise one?
Can we hang out again?
Well, let's just see how the day goes, okay? Grandma and Grandpa probably have plans for us, too.
So do you like him?
Who, Cody?
No, his dad.
Oh, yes. I mean, sure.
Cool.
Wait, what do you mean by like?
I don't know. He was making me laugh. Like, a lot.
Well, we were being friendly. Because we're friends. We're not even friends. I just met him, so I don't know. But it is bedtime.
Good night.
Good night, honey.
He gets comfortable in a big double bed. She pauses by the door. They smile at each other. Then she turns off the light and leaves. In daytime, Cody is Christmas tree shopping with Paul and Taylor.
I'm stunned. I'm literally stunned.
How do you think I feel?
No, I mean, I'm seriously stunned.
Okay, can you please find something else to say?
Okay, you know what? Just give me a minute. It's the only adjective my brain can come up with at the moment. It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Dad, what about this one?
Oh, you think it'll fit?
Cody sizes up a huge evergreen, then walks on.
So, what are you gonna do?
Nothing. What can I do?
Well, you could tell him.
You know that Susan and I wanted to wait.
Look, circumstances change, Paul. What do you think she'd say right now?
I wish I knew. I could really use her guidance on this.
Are you gonna see them again?
That's the thing. They're in ski school together. I mean, I could take him out, but... this is awful. I feel like I'm just constantly lying to him. I just gotta get through the holidays.
Dad, look! It's Wesley!
Hi!
Hey, Wes!
Coincidences keep on coming.
Or maybe it's fate.
Wesley made his grandparents wait to get a tree until after we arrived.
Can Cody help us decorate?
Sounds like a great idea.
Can I, Dad?
Cody grins hopefully while the adults trade looks.
You know what? Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But I think tonight we have those plans.
They have plans tonight.
No, we're totally in the clear.
Taylor smiles mischievously while Paul looks from person to person.
Sure, why not?
Great!
The boys high five. At night, Cody and Paul arrive at Maddie's parents' house. Maddie and Grandpa answer the door.
Hi, Cody. Wesley's already decorating the tree. Come on in.
See you, Dad.
Have fun, buddy.
Maddie and Paul make lingering eye contact.
Paul, why don't you come in and join us?
Maddie tips her head toward the living room.
Okay. Thanks.
Paul nods and smiles as he enters. Next, everyone is in the living room.
Paul, let me know if you need a hand untangling those lights.
I think I've got it.
Grandma pulls out a homemade star.
Remember this.
Oh, no, Mom, we need to throw that out.
Never. This has been the crown jewel of every tree that we've ever had since she was 8 years old.
What is that?
Oh, it's a star.
It bears a photo of a red-headed little girl with crooked bangs.
Is this you?
Mom, really?
It's adorable.
I really like the haircut.
Well, we have my mom to thank for that.
Hey, it was a style back then.
No, it wasn't. Puffy hair and crooked bangs were never the style. I had to wear a hat to school for a month.
Where did you go to school?
Salt Lake City.
How did you end up in California?
College. And then after grad school, I got a job at a hotel in San Francisco. Been there ever since.
I didn't know that you were in the family business.
Different hotel.
I wish we could live here. Me too.
No arguments from me. A mom always likes to have her kids close.
Where's your mom, Cody? She died 2 years ago. So now it's just me and my dad.
I am so sorry to hear that, Cody.
Yeah. But Taylor's kind of like a mom.
And she seems pretty great.
He's also pretty great.
Cody and Paul smile at each other.
Well, who's hungry?
I am.
Let's go get some of my world-famous chili.
Dad, I forget. Why is it famous?
Because it's the only thing he knows how to make. Anyway, I thought maybe after dinner, Maddie could lead us in some carols. You should hear her on the piano. She's amazing.
You play piano?
I do, but she's exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
Okay, let's go get some chili.
Maddie and Paul lag behind.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Still processing, but okay. You?
Good. I know it wasn't what you planned, but thanks for staying. I've never seen Wesley happier.
Same with Cody. I'm not trying to keep them from each other. I'm just trying to protect them.
Join the club.
Oh, there's a club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I love clubs. What's the membership? Is it crippling fear that I'm failing in my duty as a parent?
Let's just try to enjoy this as much as we can, okay?
I like the positive approach.
I try.
He gazes at her as she walks ahead. Later, everyone's gathered around the piano.
Any requests?
Beethoven's Ninth.
I was thinking something a little more Christmassy.
I don't know. Why don't you just play your favorite Christmas song?
Okay. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some piggy pudding. Oh, bring us some piggy pudding. Oh, bring us some piggy pudding. And bring it right here.
That was great.
In daytime, the ski slopes are busy. Maddie and Grandpa tour the resort building.
I can't believe how different this place looks, Dad. The floors look incredible. And that new fireplace, so beautiful.
Zenner did a great job.
Yeah.
She observes a lineup at the front desk.
What is it?
Nothing. I just never understood why at such high-end hotels, people still had to go through an antiquated check-in process.
You have a better way?
I do.
Yeah, I'm hoping to implement it in San Francisco. My idea is an app that allows guests to check in whenever they want and then acts as their room key. It would require an investment to turn over the old locks, but in terms of customer service, it would have huge benefits.
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
So how are things in San Francisco?
Good. The hotel was at 75% capacity last quarter. Our chef is getting really great press. And did I tell you I'm up for assistant GM?
Well, that all sounds great, but I'm asking about you, your life.
Oh, well, Wesley's doing really well in school, and he's excelling in math.
Rosie, I want to know about you. How are you doing? Are you happy? Is there anyone special in your life, other than Wesley?
There's no time.
There's always time.
Honestly, Dad, I don't have big expectations in terms of, you know, romantic relationships. When I decided to adopt, my whole life, my energy, my focus, everything shifted. I don't depend on anyone, and I'm okay with that.
Your mother and I worry about you being alone out in California.
You can stop worrying because I'm fine.
Worrying is part of being a parent. By the way, it's nice to see Wesley making a new friend. Those two seem like brothers.
Yeah, they're hitting it off.
And Paul seems like a great guy.
He's nice.
Just nice. I haven't heard you laugh like that in a while.
I mean, he seems like a great guy. I don't know. I just met him.
Well, from what little I know about him, he's a hard worker, he's an honest businessman, and he's single.
She locks her eyes on him.
What? It's true.
Dad, it's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts. Moving, flying, coming at you 100 miles an hour parts.
He answers an information desk phone.
Silver Summit Hotel, Charles speaking. Size 12 extra wide for Mr. Larson, the presidential suite. Hmm. We'll take care of it.
Ski gear request? I happen to know the perfect guy for the job.
Paul from the Warming Hut? Huh, yeah. I hear he's a great guy.
I have to run. I'm taking the boys to ski school. Bye.
Village townhouses with snow-covered roofs are nestled amid evergreen trees and white mountain peaks. In the ski shop, Cody eyes a blue helmet just like Wesley's. Paul spots him and wanders over.
Something wrong with your helmet?
It's kind of uncomfortable.
Maybe you're growing out of it. You want to pick a different one?
I guess I'll take that one.
Good choice.
Maddie and Wesley arrive.
Morning.
Hi.
Wes, check out my new helmet.
Cool, just like mine.
Thanks so much for picking him up.
Wes couldn't wait. Thanks for letting Cody go skiing today.
Well, it was either ski school or he spends the day at the shop with me, which isn't too much fun for a kid.
Uh-uh.
Also, I want to thank you for last night. We had a great time.
So did we.
The boys regard their parents, then look to each other.
Okay, well, we're pretty much all set. I just need to finish waxing his skis.
Okay, great.
Using a waxing iron, Paul drips liquid wax along the bottom of an overturned ski.
Why are you using the yellow wax?
That is a very good question, Wes. So the different colored waxes are for different snow conditions and temperatures. So for instance, let's say it's a powder day and it's freezing out. Then you'd want to use the red. But if it was icy, you would go with the blue. And the yellow wax is for days when it's just a little bit warmer outside and the snow is soft.
My dad used to race. Really? Wow.
You did?
When I was much younger.
Your dad's cool.
Did you hear that, Cody? Okay, remember that for when you're a teenager.
Maddie eyes Paul as she chuckles. A view of the village shows an array of townhouses, apartments, and chalets against a background of evergreen forest. Paul arrives in a cafe. He turns to see Maddie at a table enjoying a chocolatey square.
How's the brownie?
This? Wow.
It's no Frosty the Snowman cookie, but it does get the job done.
You must know all the great local spots.
It is one of the benefits of living in a resort town. Anyway, I'll let you enjoy your lunch.
Paul.
I'm sorry for last night. I didn't know Wesley would ask Cody about Susan.
No, you couldn't have. Honestly, it was kind of nice to see how he responded. I think it's good for him to talk about it.
Can't imagine how hard that must have been for him. And you. The Warming Hut, was it the two of you?
10 years since we opened. Hopefully it's not our last.
Why do you say it like that? Do you want to sit?
Sure, yeah. It's nothing that complicated. As the town grows, more and more rental shops open, and most of them are closer to the resort and the ski hill.
If I've learned anything working for a hotel, it's that people love convenience.
Yeah. You know, we might not have the best location, but we pride ourselves on our service. You're knowing whatever anyone needs according to their ability. I'm boring you, aren't I?
Not at all.
Listen, what are you and Wesley up to tonight?
Christmas market. My dad's doing the countdown for the tree lighting. The hotel sponsored the tree, so.
Well, Cody and I will be there too, so maybe we'll see each other.
That'd be nice.
Later, at the Christmas market, Wesley throws a snowball at a snowman target.
Oh, great shot, Wesley. You might have a ball player on your hands.
Thank you. Your turn.
Wesley receives a stuffed reindeer. Cody steps up.
You got this.
Cody frowns at the smiling snowman. He lobs a snowball and misses.
Oh. Try again. Stand more sideways. Good. Now just relax and throw.
Cody adjusts his stance and throws with more force. He misses the snowman.
Oh. Closer. I like to shut one eye when I'm aiming.
Come on, Cody. You can do this.
Cody shuts one eye and takes aim. He throws and misses.
That was really close, buddy.
Nice try, Cody.
Yeah.
Wesley gives him the reindeer.
Here, you can have this one.
Really?
Yeah, I have one like it at home. Now we both have one. Thanks.
Wes, that was so nice of you. You know what? This calls for some eggnogs on this guy.
Walking through the market, Grandma and Grandpa tag along.
That was really
sweet. So, Paul, how's business?
Doing okay. Keeping the doors open.
Well, then you must be doing something right. Mm. I'm sorry your meeting with our GM was canceled. We're dealing with some internal shuffling.
No, it's no problem. I understand.
But I'm all ears right now if you want to pitch me.
Now?
Well, unless you'd rather not.
No, yeah, of course. Let's jump right in.
We'll take the boys.
Give me a bite of cider.
The men take a stroll.
So it's a delivery service?
It's a butler service for skis. Guests don't want to worry about going down to a rental shop to get fitted. It's a time suck. And some shops don't even have the right equipment for them.
I can see how that would be good for people who have a whole family to outfit.
Exactly. And I do everything in the comfort of the hotel. Less time at the rental shop means more time on the slopes.
And when they're done?
I take care of everything. I come pick it up. It's a premium. It's not for everyone, but at least it's available for those who want it.
Well, it's a great idea, Paul. Let me talk to my concierge, and she'll spread the word out amongst the guests. And, okay. And I might be willing to do a test run, see how it goes. If it proves viable, then we'll talk some more.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
They shake hands. Later, Maddie and Paul saunter towards the village square.
So I guess I've got a lot of work ahead of me. Jeremy and I are going to have to start cataloging all the inventory. You didn't have to do that, by the way, so thank you.
Do what?
Your dad, our little pitch session.
Oh, no. No, I promise you, that was all him.
Okay, I'm curious.
Let me guess. You noticed the glaring irony that I went to work in the hotel business, but not for my dad.
Now that you mention it.
Well, for starters, he never asked me to.
So it's not that you didn't want to?
Mm-mm. My dad wouldn't want people thinking he was showing favoritism. He's very old school.
You gotta work your way up.
Okay, but I'm sure that you're qualified. Maybe he was just waiting for you to tell him what you wanted.
Maybe. Guess we're at a stalemate. But my job's really great and I've advanced pretty quickly. Quicker than I would have if my dad were my boss.
Oh, he can be a little intimidating.
You should have seen him with some of the boys I dated when I was younger. It's a wonder they didn't all run off scared.
Well, I'm sure he was just being protective of his daughter. Is he still that way with guys that you date?
Let's just say it's been a while since I brought anyone home to meet the parents. How about you? Anyone like that recently?
No, Susan was the last person that I brought home, and I'm pretty sure that they liked her more than me. It's not like people like Taylor and Jeremy don't try to play matchmaker. I don't have much faith. But I guess you never know when lightning will strike.
You never know.
Grandpa addresses a crowd.
Welcome, everyone, to the annual Park City Christmas Market.
Maddie and Paul find their way to Grandma and the boys. Jeremy and Taylor stand nearby.
The big moment has arrived, so if I could please ask you all to help me count it down.
Yes.
In five,
four, three, two, one,
The two-story high Christmas tree lights up. Applauding, Maddie and Paul exchange cheerful greetings. Jeremy and Taylor gaze at each other and hold hands. Paul takes notice and scowls. In daytime, Jeremy arrives in the shop with two takeout cups. Behind the counter, Paul is busy on a laptop.
Morning.
Good morning.
Got you a coffee.
Paul gives him a sidelong look.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Not much.
So, how long have you and Taylor been dating?
Jeremy's mouth falls open.
How do you know?
Oh, so it's true?
I'm sorry. And I should have told you?
How long have you been dating my sister?
Let's not get wrapped up in time.
How long?
A few weeks.
What's a few?
Like...
Eight?
Eight? Look, let's think about the positive aspects of this. Who would you rather be dating your sister? A great guy that you already know and love, or some random guy that you're probably not even gonna like? Your family gatherings... would be a bummer. But with me, you get me.
That is true.
Still, there's the fact that you didn't tell me about it.
You want me to get that?
Oh, I'll get it. Romeo. Warming hut. Yeah. So now? Oh, like now? Now? No, that's great news. Yeah, I will see you soon. I need you to help me load all this equipment into the truck.
Okay, no problem. We're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
He loads Jeremy's arms with pairs of skis.
This is a tall guy. For the kids, here. Well, open your arms.
There. Now Maddie and Paul carry skis into the hotel.
Thank you so much for helping me. When he said that he wanted to do a dry run, I thought I would have a little bit more time. I would hire an extra hand.
We got this.
So, do you know how to take ski boot measurements?
Not really.
Okay, what about ski pole height?
No, but I'm a quick study. Paul, we'll figure it out. We're good.
Ready, Paul? Anything you need?
No, we have everything we need here and more back in the truck.
Excellent. Just to let you know, these are VIPs.
Understood.
Paul's great with people, Dad.
Well, don't let me keep you. The first group is a family with three kids, and I've set up a suite right through those doors.
Good luck. Thank you.
Maddie takes notes while Paul measures the kids' feet.
All right, we need a size 5.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's get your foot now.
She checks her phone.
Oh, Paul. Looks like we have another 2 fittings after this one. Make that 3.
They do multiple fittings.
Okay, size 4. Thank you. And you're up next. Let's get that one. Or the fields we go, laughing all the way. Okay, now if I get you to stand up, we're gonna lean forward to test the flex. You should feel a little bit of resistance. That should do it.
They fit kids, teens, adults, and seniors with boots, poles, and helmets.
Have a great time.
Bye.
Sorry about hitting the ground running.
I'm not kidding, but everyone seems satisfied.
Hopefully your dad will see the value in it.
I don't see why he wouldn't. There's no downside.
Well, except for the fact that if you didn't help me, this would have been impossible. Thank you very much. So many surprises this week. You know, Cody's like a totally different kid now that Wesley's in his life.
Does that shock you? They're brothers. 2 peppermint mochas, please.
They take a seat in the hotel coffee shop.
Listen, can I ask you something? How did Wesley take it when you told him he was adopted?
Well, I was the mess who couldn't hold it together.
And that's my biggest fear, is that he's going to look at me differently.
Yeah, I was worried about that too, but it didn't change anything. He's still my son. I'm still his mom. We still have good times and hard times, and sometimes I worry I'm failing, but... most of the time, I am just overwhelmed by the joy he brings me. Except when he doesn't make his bed.
How about when they bring the dishes to the dishwasher, but they don't put them in?
Dishwasher? I'm happy if he brings them into the kitchen. Also, how hard is it to throw clothes in a hamper?
Yes, I know. It's literally, it's right there.
My mom always says we'll miss these moments, but she had my dad's help, and I've never had someone else.
Never?
There was one person a long time ago, and we had plans to get married and start a family, but...
But?
Turns out he had commitment issues. He kept stalling. Finally, I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done waiting. I knew I wanted to start a family, but not with someone who wasn't absolutely sure they wanted to do it with me. So I broke it off. A year later, I brought home the love of my life. Felt like the luckiest person in the world.
I'm sure Wesley felt the exact same way.
A waitress delivers chocolatey drinks topped with marshmallows.
Thanks.
Thank you. Wow. Okay.
Cheers.
We earned it.
On a sunny day, Taylor arrives in the cafe with a serious expression. She joins Paul at the counter.
Hey.
Hey.
So, Jeremy told me you two talked.
We did.
He cracks a smile.
I'm happy for you two. Just, I swear, if you hurt my best friend.
She chuckles with relief.
Thanks.
They take hot drinks to a table.
So, Jeremy and I were thinking of taking Cody to the bowling alley?
Yeah, he'd love that.
Maybe he could invite Wesley? And if Wesley comes, maybe we could invite Maddie. And if you come, it'll be the perfect double date.
Except, it wouldn't be a date.
Call it what you want, but in addition to being an amazing aunt and sister, I'm also an expert at reading signals. And there are serious signals between you two.
Yeah, okay, fine. I think she's great. But it would never work. In case you forgot, she lives in San Francisco.
Well, if it's meant to be, it'll sort itself out.
Maddie and Grandma attend a wreath-making workshop.
Well, I'm happy to hear it went so well. I'm sure he appreciated you setting it all up.
He did. His shop has really been struggling.
I meant I'm sure your dad appreciated it.
Oh. Ah.
Okay, I admit it. Your dad sometimes has trouble with praise, but that's just his personality.
I've spent my whole life trying to prove that I can blaze my own trail, but I guess at the end of the day, I do want to impress him.
Honey, we're very proud of you. But if there's something you want from him, you just need to be direct. You know, his GM quit.
I heard. What happened?
He took another job to be closer to his family. I'm just saying it could be an opportunity.
I have a life and a career in San Francisco. Thank you.
Well, I'm not saying it wouldn't be a big change, but it'd be really nice to have you here.
Mom, even if I were to apply for it, I don't think Dad would consider me. In his eyes, I'm still just his little girl, not a general manager. Plus, if I'm being honest, I like earning my jobs based on my own merit, not because I'm the boss's daughter.
Well, he wouldn't want that either, Maddie. But you've proven to everyone that you're really good at what you do. That's not even a question.
Maddie holds up an evergreen wreath trimmed with red berries and white flowers.
Oh, I like it.
Nighttime at the bowling alley.
If you would have told me a year ago that I'd be on a date with my best friend and his sister, I would have said that you're out of your mind. It's just funny what life throws at you.
Oh, yeah, it's real hilarious.
How did you two start? I love a good origin story.
A few months ago, my transmission drops, so I don't have a ride to work. I live near Taylor, so Paul suggests that I catch a ride with Taylor on her way to work.
That's how this happened?
Yeah, so if he never mentioned it, we might never have gotten together. So really, we have you to thank.
But you've known each other since high school.
Yeah, but I had a huge crush on her back then, so I was really...
Shy?
Every morning, she'd pick me up, we'd get to talking, and eventually...
He finally asked me to dinner.
That's so romantic.
Strange how it seems to happen when you least expect it.
You can literally be sitting right next to your soulmate and not even realize it.
He gives Paul a pointed look. Maddie and Paul exchange glances.
Oh.
Santa arrives at their lane.
I heard there were some kids on my nice list over here.
That's us.
And what are your names?
I'm Wesley.
And I'm Cody.
Hello, Wesley and Cody. So, what would you like for Christmas?
I want the new PlayStation, like Wesley's. And some other stuff. But it's on my Christmas list.
And what about you, Wesley?
My wish is to finish my family tree and meet my brother.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, and can I wish for one more thing?
Of course.
I'd really like to move here.
You should make sure he knows to go to your grandparents' house and not your usual house.
Noted. Well, I have a lot of kids to see, so I'm going to have to get going.
Thanks.
But it was really nice getting to meet both of you. Have a Merry Christmas.
He gives each of the boys a candy cane.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
Maddie's smile fades. She stares into space.
Maddie, you're up.
Hey.
Bowling shoes on, she adjusts her sweater and gets to her feet. She collects a pink ball from the front of the alley, then takes a stance at the top of the lane. She bends her knees, swings the ball back, then releases it forward. It rolls along the hardwood lane and knocks down all five pins. The boys give her high fives. Afterwards, the four adults and two boys stroll outside amid decorated shops and kiosks. One vendor has roasted chestnuts.
Mom, can we get some?
Yeah, Dad, can we?
Sure.
All right.
Maddie stops to admire crystalline snowflakes hanging in a shop window.
No chestnuts for you?
No, I thought I would look at the snowflakes for a moment.
And they are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite?
My favorite is...
She points.
That one.
He points.
That one.
No.
She guides his hand.
That one.
Okay, yeah, no, now I got it.
They smile and caress each other's hands. Paul gazes at her and slowly leans toward her.
Paul.
He steps back.
I feel like I'm getting in the way of you and Cody. Doesn't feel right knowing what I know and not saying anything to Wesley. Does that make any sense?
Yes, absolutely. Of course. It's complicated. You're leaving soon. I wish it was different. All of it.
Yeah. Me too.
Mom, come get some.
Looks like we're being called.
They head over to the chestnut vendor's table.
Do you feel like you spend all day waiting for your parents?
Yes, whenever we go to leave the house and my dad can't find his keys.
Right, or when my mom is always looking for her phone.
How hard is it to remember where you put your stuff?
I know.
Or when you sit down to watch TV, they always ask you to put your dishes in the dishwasher. Every time.
Nighttime in Cody's room. He puts away his toothbrush, then sits on the bed with Paul.
Dad? Are Taylor and Jeremy boyfriend and girlfriend now?
Yeah, I guess that they are.
So are they gonna get married and have babies and everything?
I don't know. Maybe. Why?
Maybe they could adopt a kid. Like Wesley?
How did you know that Wesley's adopted?
He told me.
Oh, okay. What do you think about that?
I don't know. It's kind of weird Maddie isn't his real mom.
It's complicated. I promise you that Maddie loves him just as much as any mother could love their child.
I guess you're right. Will you read to me now?
Of course.
Paul reads from a Christmas adventure book.
The sun had set. The stars were out and bright. The squirrels were curled up sleeping.
In daytime, Maddie and her parents wrap presents in their dining room.
And Courtney said the guests were very happy with the ski hen service.
Paul's a pro. And he's great with people.
Sounds like a good selling point for the hotel.
Yeah.
Maybe, but my only concern with the idea is scale. This was a trial run with a few guests, and if this idea is really going to fly, then he's got to be capable of gearing up dozens of guests per week. I just don't know if he's got the bandwidth.
It's a good point, but it might just mean that he needs to hire a team.
I don't know. Maybe we implement this next year. I'm sure it's something that the new GM is going to want to have some input.
How's that search coming along?
I still have a few people to meet, but so far, got some really, really strong candidates.
Well...
Grandma gives Maddie an encouraging look.
What's the plan for Christmas Eve?
I am making a turkey, and Wesley has requested his favorite eggnog creme brulee.
Well, we've got plenty of room, so if there is anyone that you would like to invite...
Just anyone? Dad, you are not subtle.
Why are you holding back? You have so much in common.
Maddie's face falls.
Rosie?
We have more in common than you think. Okay, so I have something I need to tell you guys, and I should have told you sooner.
What is it? Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. But you know that school project that Wesley's been working on, his family tree?
Uh-huh.
Well, we found out that Wesley has a sibling, a brother. And as it turns out, his brother lives here in town. And you've met him.
Maddie.
Wait, I don't believe it. Cody?
Yeah.
This is wonderful news.
No, it's...
No?
No.
Oh, honey, talk to us.
It's complicated. Cody doesn't know he's adopted, and Paul isn't ready to tell him.
Oh. You can't tell Wesley.
No, and I feel terrible because the boys are going to feel like they were lied to. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner. I really wanted to respect Paul's wishes.
It's okay. Just sorry it's so complicated.
In the ski shop, Paul paces while Jeremy puts away skis.
Should have never let things get this far.
What were you supposed to do?
Just keep them apart. And never let them speak to each other again. Which I'm already doing a horrible job at because he's over there right now on another hang.
Well, that's definitely one solution. It's not a great solution. They're only here for a couple more days. What good would that do?
I don't know. Maybe it would help soften the blow for Cody having to say goodbye.
That ship has sailed long ago.
You know, I'm a horrible father.
There is one way to end the whole thing.
Please, I would love to hear it.
Tell him about everything. Just rip it off like a bandage.
You know what? You, of all people, should know that that is easier said than done. Why didn't you just tell me the truth about dating Taylor? Rip it off like a bandage.
Because we were worried how you would...
React? Exactly.
No, not exactly. And don't you see the irony? You're doing the exact same thing with Cody that I did to you.
Stakes are a little higher in this situation, and it's not irony, by the way.
You're right. It's hypocrisy.
Oh. Okay, so I'm a hypocrite.
He starts waxing a ski.
Look, I get that you're just trying to protect him. But what are you protecting him from, knowing that he has a sibling? That's something that you should be celebrating.
Susan and I agreed that we would wait.
Is this about disrespecting her?
No. Have you ever tried a long-distance relationship? They don't work.
What? Are we talking about you and Maddie now?
No, it's... Cody and I have... I don't know, okay? Maybe it's about everything.
You need to straighten this mess out. And we both know the only way that you can do that is with the truth.
Meanwhile, the boys are decorating gingerbread houses in Grandma and Grandpa's kitchen.
Looks like a frosting blizzard rolled through gingerbread town.
The boys pick candies off their houses and eat them.
I wish you guys didn't have to leave.
Me too. We still have a few days left.
Yeah, but think how much fun it would be if we could hang out all the time. We can go skiing every day.
Maybe not on school days.
In the ski resort office.
Thank you very much for coming in.
A young man in a suit shakes Grandpa's hand, then leaves with a briefcase. Grandpa settles in front of his laptop, then answers his desk phone.
Charles Peterson.
Hi, Charles. It's Paul. Is this a good time?
Yes, it is, actually. I've been meaning to talk to you about the ski hand service.
Oh, well, that's great, because that's the reason why I'm calling. And I was...
We think it's a great program, and I think it shows a lot of promise, but... I am still in the middle of hiring a new GM, and I wouldn't want to start a program of this size without giving them a chance to review it.
Okay, so that means...
We're still interested, but probably not until next year. I'm sorry, Bella.
No, I understand.
I wish I had better news, but we'll figure something out. I promise. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Grandpa Charles sighs and shuts his laptop. Then Maddie stops by.
Hi, Dad. You wanted to see me?
Yes. Please, have a seat. I wanted to talk to you about a job.
Oh, about the new GM you're hiring? I could try to recommend some people.
I want you to be the new GM.
Me? Work here.
It's the position you wanted, isn't it? I know you could do the job, and the position is still open, so why shouldn't I hire someone who I know could do an extraordinary job? What do you say?
I don't know. Wesley's happy here, and it would be great for him to be surrounded by family. And I'm happy here, and the job would be an amazing opportunity.
You're exactly what we need.
It sounds perfect. But...
But?
Cody and Paul.
Are they a factor?
A big one.
Well, I can give you a little time to think it over, but not much.
I'm sorry, Michael, I just don't have it right now.
In the ski shop, Paul is on the store phone.
No, that did not pan out like I hoped it would. Look, I think I just need to cut my losses here. Yeah, I'm not going to be renewing the lease. I'm sure. Thanks for understanding.
Paul leans on the counter and rests his face in his hands. Cody arrives with his Christmas drawing.
Why do you look so sad?
No, I've just got a lot on my mind, that's all. Still working on Taylor's Christmas present?
Yeah, I want it to be really good.
She is going to love it.
Yeah, but I'm out of yellow. For the sun.
You need the sun.
Paul reaches under the counter and pulls out a yellow marker.
Thanks.
Cody sits at the counter and gets busy with his drawing. Paul declines a cell phone call from Maddie. Then he frowns and stares off. Out in the sunshine, Jeremy and Taylor stroll hand in hand through the village.
What time are you done on the mountain tonight?
4. Fireworks are at 8.
I can't wait.
How's Paul?
He's been buried in paperwork all morning. Does he ever talk to you about the shot?
No. Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I just think it's become a burden for him. Business has been way down.
Yeah, I sort of suspected.
Frankly, I don't know how he keeps it going. But he always seems to find a way. As hard as it would be, sometimes I wonder if it would be easier for him just to move on.
This was his and Susan's dream. You know they put everything into this place. Maybe he feels like giving up would be disrespecting her memory.
It's a lot of choices based on her. Like with the adoption.
You're right. Considering everything that's transpired, I just know that she would want him to tell Cody the truth. But I guess that's his decision to make.
So wise.
At night, they attend the Christmas market with Paul and Cody.
Okay, guys, I have some hot chocolate here.
One for you.
Yeah. Sis, and of course, for you, buddy.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
No way. There's Wesley.
Where?
Right over there. Let's go say hi.
You know what? Why don't we just wait until the fireworks are done, okay?
Cody's eyes widen, and he grins from ear to ear as brilliant fireworks explode in the sky. Paul glances over his shoulder at Maddie and Wesley, cuddled together and beaming at the sky. Afterwards...
That was so cool. The fireworks were huge. Cody, check it out.
Kids are playing around an igloo.
Mom, can we?
Fine with me.
Yeah, go on.
Actually, I should probably head. I've got an early one tomorrow.
You work on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it's one of our busiest days.
Come on, I'll give you a ride.
No, it's okay. I can drop you off.
Thanks. You should stay. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Now Maddie and Paul are alone.
I tried calling you earlier.
Yeah, I had this work thing to take care of.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to tell you something. I was offered the position of general manager at the Silver Summit Hotel, Park City.
Wait. What? How did... Your dad offered you the job?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. So are you going to be moving here then?
I don't know. I haven't decided. There's a lot to consider.
I wasn't expecting this. Maddie, I wouldn't have agreed to all of this if I'd known that you were staying. I made a promise about telling Cody, and you can't just... With everything that's up in the air, I like you, Maddie. I really do. It's too much too fast. I'm sorry.
I don't want an apology.
What do you want?
If you don't know, I can't make you understand.
He frowns as she turns and walks away. In daytime, Cody and Paul hang 3 Christmas stockings on their fireplace mantle.
Okay, now we are ready for the big man in the red suit.
Almost. I need to get an urgent letter to the North Pole. I hope it's not too late.
Tell you what, why don't you give me the letter? I'll bring it down to the post office and I can see if they can mark it as a rush delivery.
Cody hands over a folded letter.
Think that'll work?
Think it's worth a shot.
Taylor arrives with grocery bags.
Hello?
Hey, come on in.
I have to go finish Taylor's present. Don't tell. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, where are you off to?
Nowhere.
Okay, have fun.
How was work today?
We need to talk.
Uh-oh. Why do I get the feeling that I'm in trouble here?
I want to know what's going on with you. And I want you to be honest.
What's going on with me? You're going to have to be a little more specific because there's a lot going on with me at the moment.
Okay. Let's start with the shop.
Wonder who told you about that.
Why don't you share these things with me?
Because I'm ashamed that I couldn't make it work without Susan. And I'm exhausted. Maybe a career change is exactly what I need. Start from scratch.
Well, what about that ski hand thing at the hotel you told me about? I thought it was a hit.
It was, but they're not ready to implement it fully until next year, if they do at all. And it's just too far away.
So what will you do?
Okay. You remember my old ski coach, Jim? He is opening a ski school in Colorado, and he offered me a job on his coaching staff.
In Colorado?
Moving is the last thing that I want to think about, especially taking Cody out of school right now when he's finally starting to make friends.
Now see this. This is why you need to share, because it doesn't just affect you.
I can't imagine not having you and Jeremy around all the time. I'm not even sure that I can do this alone, but the money is good. They pay for your housing. I could finally provide, you know, a nice solid life for us.
I can't believe this, Paul. There has to be something else that you can do.
Meanwhile, Cody is in his room, adding Maddie and Wesley to his Christmas drawing.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. What a Christmas to have the blues.
Wesley gazes at a view of snow-topped mountains.
My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Taylor smiles as she writes a note.
Choirs will be singing silent night.
Grandma gazes at the homemade star atop her tree.
Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come
Maddie lights a candle, then stands fervently with her eyes closed.
If not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
Grandpa Charles observes her with a frown.
Friends and relations, send salutations, 'cause I'll be happy this Christmas once again.
Paul studies a photo of himself and Susan at the ski shop opening. Daytime in Grandma's kitchen.
Remember, you used to help me make this when you were a kid. Honey, are you all right?
I feel like this whole thing was a big mistake.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Your heart was in the right place.
I wonder.
They whisk milk and eggs in glass bowls.
You done for the day?
We have officially finished interviewing all the candidates.
Any more thoughts on the job, Rosie?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about it. And it's just not a good idea, Dad. Thank you for the offer, but I'm not going to take it. Wesley and I are going back home.
I see. Well, I mean, if you're sure.
Wesley enters, pouting.
Hey, you. There's an extra apron if you want to help.
No, thanks.
What's wrong?
Are you sure Cody can't come over for dinner?
Oh, sorry, honey. They have family plans.
But tomorrow is Christmas, and then we leave. I won't get to say goodbye.
But we'll be back before you know it.
That will be forever.
You don't know that. Look, tonight we're going to have an amazing dinner, and then, if you want, you can open one present.
A smile comes over him. The ski shop.
I'm actually surprised that we stayed open this long. It sure was a great ride.
Thanks for understanding.
I'm gonna miss you, man.
You and Taylor will visit all the time, so will we.
Yeah, yeah. Fortunately, that's just a thing that people say.
Come on, you're my best friend. I'll make a point of it.
Can I be honest? You might not like it.
Paul backs up and turns away.
Yeah, yeah. Let me have it.
Jeremy draws near.
Now, I always thought that we would work together forever. We'd expand the shop and become partners. That was my hope.
Me too.
And then Maddie and Wesley came around, and I thought, this is it. Paul's finally found his match, and Cody and Wesley. It feels like it's all meant to be.
Like I told Maddie, maybe if it was different circumstances.
They sit on adjacent benches.
I never told you this, but before Susan died, do you know what she told me? Do you know her biggest worry was? That you wouldn't allow yourself to move forward. Losing her would be an excuse for you to close yourself off to happiness.
Paul's eyes mist over as he nods.
So I'm only gonna say this once, and I will never mention it again. I just hope that your decision to leave is really about running towards something, not running away.
Jeremy pats Paul on the back, then leaves him alone with his thoughts. Paul remains on the bench, hands folded, staring sadly. A view of the village shows snow-covered rooftops, sidewalks, and trees. Later, Paul sits behind the counter, staring at the store phone. He shakes his head and cringes. Then he picks up the receiver, dials a number, and waits.
Hello, Mr. Hollister, please. It's Paul Harris calling about a job offer he told me about. Yeah, sure, I can hold.
He searches through his pockets and pulls out Cody's letter. He smiles at the words, "For Santa," on a hand-drawn winter scene. He unfolds the page and reads misspelled phrases written in capital letters.
Dear Santa, Please forget about the PlayStation. My wish is that Dad and Maddie and me and Wesley can all be together. Merry Christmas, Cody.
Paul gulps and winces. His eyes dart. Then he hangs up the phone. He tucks the letter in his pocket, puts a bag over his shoulder, and hurries out. He arrives home with a smile and finds Taylor chopping vegetables in the kitchen.
Hey, I need you to stop cooking.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great. I need you to get ready because we're going to be eating out.
What?
Yeah, where's Cody?
He's in his room. Wait, why are you all happy?
It's amazing, isn't it? It's all clear to me now. It is time. Jeremy was right. You were right.
He hugs her.
I really wish I knew what you were talking about.
It's time for me to stop running and to move forward. I need to have the talk with Cody. You know, not
the talk, but the other talk.
Wait, now?
Now.
Okay. Well then. You got this.
Cody's room.
Hey, buddy. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Check out Taylor's present.
Okay.
He sits on the bed with Cody and admires the drawing.
It's really special. So, listen, I want to talk to you.
What about?
First off, I want to say that I love you. I love you more than anything in the entire world, entire universe.
I know.
And I will always be your dad. And you'll always be my son. Always.
That's good.
Okay. How do I explain? You know how when you were born?
Not really.
Right. No, of course. Yeah. Okay.
Taylor listens from the doorway.
Sometimes. When parents have children, they... Okay. It's... When people have children, sometimes they can't...
Dad? You trying to tell me I'm adopted?
Paul wells up with tears.
You okay?
How did you know?
Because I have ears and I hear people talk. Like you and Taylor and Jeremy.
Okay, that's... Do you have any questions?
Not really. When Wesley told me he was adopted, he explained it pretty good.
How do you feel?
Tears glisten in Cody's eyes.
I feel lucky. I think I have the best family in the whole world.
I love you.
Love you too, Dad.
They cry together and share a hug.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're okay. Cody?
Yeah. Dad just told me I'm adopted.
Are you okay?
I'm great. It means I'm just like Wesley. What time are we eating?
As soon as Jeremy gets here, there's been a slight change of plans.
Cody's Christmas drawing depicts Wesley, Maddie, and Dad, Cody, Taylor, and Jeremy, all with rosy cheeks and winter hats, everyone smiling and holding hands. Later, everyone gathers at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
No way! Mom, look who it is! Did we miss dinner?
No, you're right on time. Come on in.
Come on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey.
Do you think I could talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. I'll get my coat.
Maddie joins Paul on the front porch. They stand amid sparkling lights and green garland decorated with red bows.
I need to apologize. Okay, I was wrong for what I said. Truth is, I was scared. I was scared to change. I've spent so much time clawing myself back to the surface, trying to get my life back on steady ground, that I just resisted anything that might disturb it.
I get it. And I'm sorry I was a disruption.
No, Maddie, you're the disruption that I needed, what Cody and I needed. I'm tired of being afraid. What I'm trying to say is, I want to try to make things work with us. It's all of us. I'm going to figure out the store, and I think that if you still want it, you should take that GM job.
And what about the kids?
I told Cody today that he's adopted.
You did?
Well, sort of. He kind of already knew. He was so great. Said that he felt lucky.
He takes her hand.
Being here with you, with everyone, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world.
Did you tell him about Wesley?
No, because I thought maybe that should come from both of us. And what better night than Christmas Eve with family?
I mean, I told Wes he could open one present tonight. I'm pretty sure this would qualify.
They beam at each other.
You're sure?
It's like you said when we first met. It's not a coincidence. It's fate.
I just want to make sure that you're doing this for the right reasons.
Maddie, I've never been more sure of anything in my life. I think I'm in love with you.
They share tender kisses. Later, they're seated by the living room fire with the boys in front of them.
Wesley.
Cody, we have something that we would like to tell you.
What is it? What's going on? Is Christmas canceled?
No.
Hey, nothing like that.
You both know you're adopted.
Yeah. Dad just told me today.
Well, it turns out we have a Christmas surprise. And there's something that we didn't know when we adopted you.
Something that we just found out from the adoption agency. Cody? Wesley?
Your brothers.
Wesley smiles joyfully.
What? Really?
Yeah.
So we're... Yeah.
Cody is overcome with emotion.
This is the best Christmas ever.
The boys hug each other, then leap up and hug their parents. Later, everyone is gathered around the dining table for a festive turkey dinner. Fade to black.